You're listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
And welcome to the Andres Segovia Show, everyone. I am your host, Andres Segovia. Before we dive into today's topic on this episode, I first want to wish you a happy new week. I know it's a Monday. That's why I do this show on a Monday, for you to battle those Monday blues. So don't be so blue. Be encouraged. And I got some good news for you, because if you haven't noticed on my Instagram, why haven't you noticed on my Instagram? There is a special event coming up this month, January 25th, I meant to say Saturday. Starting off on Monday, right? January 25th is a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can learn how to retire without saving money through real estate. Remember, 80% of Americans will run out of money within 5 years of retirement. Don't be one of them. This special event is being held at the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Santa Ana. The special event guest speaker is Mark Prather himself, who is the founder of Mark One Mortgage and Mark One Wealth Academy. He is also the author of The Why the Rich Stay Rich and the Poor Stay Poor. By all means, check this out. The registration link is available on the Instagram post and my also my blog bio link there on Instagram, but also available to show notes at www.theandresegovia.com. So don't miss out on this one. It's free to you. So if you have time, come check it out. Start your year off right. Plan to do better for your future. Take care of yourself financially and health-wise as well. Okay, so what I have for you today is an episode I could not fit into the schedule last year, and that's regarding accessory dwelling units. So I am going to play for you the episode that I have recorded, and hopefully you get informed as to what accessory dwelling units are, if you've been curious about those things, because believe me, I got a lot of questions, especially because I'm affiliated with construction in what I do for a living. So this is your 411 about accessory dwelling units, and I hope you enjoy. Roll the clip. I have another class in Real Estate 101 for you this time, and it's regarding ADUs, better known as accessory dwelling units. What is it? How does it benefit us? Does it really help me and my property value? We're going to answer those questions and more when we start getting into it. But first, I got a couple announcements to make. The first one is, if you haven't yet checked out my website, www.theandresegovia.com, and checked out my special section, Off the Record, which was recently in beta for members only, it's open to the public for a limited time. I want to share with everybody what they've been missing out on, because there's a lot of different content that goes on behind the scenes for the show and about the show and also about me. So you can get to better know me, what my thoughts are on certain things and what makes me tick and what doesn't. So this is the place to check it out. You'll find everything from politics to current events, all the way to entertainment sections, what I like, what I don't like, and stuff like that, including stuff that's coming up and also essays on certain subjects that are near and dear to my heart. And on top of that, an exclusive show for Off the Record called The Soundtrack Corner. This was a show that used to be hosted on The Newsreel that has now made its way over to The Andres Segovia Show, and that's where it will live. And I'm excited to produce more content for that show in the very near future. All this is in anticipation and preparation for big plans that I have that I'll be rolling out in the new year for The Andres Segovia Show. So I'm excited to share that with you, giving you a preview. So then hopefully once this thing goes back to membership only, that you'll consider it and you'll sign up for that. Okay, that's the first announcement. Second announcement here is Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Alrighty, let's get on to the ADUs. So ADUs, depending on who you talk to, the cities are going to try to take the credit for this ADU law. ADUs are accessory dwelling units, and I'm pulling up from directly the California Department of Housing and Community Development website the definition of this, because this is a state law, not a city law, for ADUs. So let's answer it. Accessory dwelling units are known by many names. I'm sure some of you know this. Granny flats, in-law units, backyard cottages, secondary units, and more. No matter what you call them, ADUs are an innovative, affordable, effective option for adding much-needed housing in California. ADU is now the word being used to basically legalize illegal units, because prior to this, they were unpermitted. Because you heard me talk about the housing affordability crisis before, and one of the only ways to combat it appropriately, I have argued for, has been changes in zoning. The antiquated zoning laws were made it very difficult to be able to address the housing crisis. But you get a lot of commercial apartment buildings going up as not helping the present situation when it comes to homes that are for sale. So one of the things that was considered, seeing that you can't really fit in that much more into a single family resident zone, is that, well, there's some houses that have enough space that have typically a 20 by 20 size garage, and some of them have converted it into an unpermitted unit where they either put in a relative or they start renting it out to somebody. And the concern has always been health and safety, obviously, because sometimes these things are shoddy and garages are not meant to carry that much electrical wattage or voltage or anything of the sort, and fires can start and a lot of other haphazard items with an unpermitted unit. So this ADU rule is meant to address that and also benefit towards our issues of housing affordability. So some of the benefits of the ADUs are that an affordable type of home to construct in California because they do not require paying for land, major new infrastructure, structured parking, or elevators. ADUs can provide a source of income for homeowners. ADUs are built with cost-effective wood frame construction, which is significantly less costly than homes in new multifamily infill buildings. ADUs allow extended families to be near another while maintaining privacy. ADUs can provide as much living space as many newly built apartments and condominiums and are suited well for couples, small families, friends, young people, and seniors. ADUs give homeowners the flexibility to share independent living areas with family members and others, allowing seniors to age in place as they require new care. So the new law effective January 1st, 2019, homeowners who created ADUs without the required building permits may have the opportunity to bring their ADUs into compliance. What this means is exactly what I mentioned before, the unpermitted additions, the unpermitted constructions. You converted the garage. Okay, you did it wrong. Now you can apply instead of having code enforcement to going to come into your house and citing you for violating something and putting a substandard on your property. Now it's like, hey, you know, you might want to look into the city and check if you can get this appropriated. And you can do that. Now, some people have met success. Others haven't for different reasons because there are still requirements that need to be met. Most importantly, for the property not to be intruding or the addition or anything like that, not to be intruding on the property boundaries because there still need to be some clearance between the boundary lines and the property. They usually say it's for access for emergency officials to be able to get there. They need that kind of easement because otherwise it'll just be impossible to get someone out or something like that. So those are some of the things that you must know as to what's gone effective as of January 1st, 2019, and as to why there have been so many inquiries about ADUs. You see, from the construction side, because yes, I mentioned that I also work in construction, we've been getting calls, emails, inquiries of all sorts regarding ADUs. And the last day of classes and seminars for the California Association of Realtors Expo, that was this past October, it was entirely devoted to ADUs. I only made it to one of the classes towards the end of the day because I was in a business meeting, but they were all kind of building on one another. And because I'm familiar with ADUs, I knew a lot about it. And while I was waiting for the last class, because I was about 15 minutes early, there was a misprint on the schedule. I stood outside and someone was asking me, because that was a staff at the convention. She was very curious to see why there was so much attention being given to this ADU thing, because they didn't understand. It's like, what's an accessory dwelling unit? So I stood out there talking to the staff member. And suddenly someone else that was waiting in line came over to listen to what I had to say and started asking questions. And someone else started coming over and asking questions. And then all of a sudden, another staff member came over and I started asking questions. Next thing I know, I'm giving an impromptu quick session class about ADU, a crash course in ADU in about 5 minutes before I get into my own class for the ADU. What I really went into figure out was about the construction cost expenses that go into this thing and how much can it increase the value of your property, which I'll answer here in a moment. So the ADU law has actually been passed years ago, but hasn't taken into effect until basically January 1st, 2018. And cities, especially Los Angeles, are trying to take credit for something they didn't do. But here's some other things that you must know about the ADUs. As of January 1st, the legislature further updated ADUs laws effectively January 1st to clarify and improve various provisions in order to promote the development of ADUs. These include allowing ADUs to be built concurrently with a single-family home, opening areas where ADUs can be built to include all zoning districts that allow single-family uses. In other words, if it's zoned for just one house, you can have an ADU. That's usually reserved for R2 zones, which is multifamily and up. So just needed you to know that as a clarification. Modifying fees for utilities, such as special districts and water corporations, and reducing parking requirements. That's a big deal because normally if you're building a duplex or more on an R2 to the R4 zone, there is a requirement of parking that has to be met. And if you have very limited space, you'll find yourself very limited with the construction you're intending to do. You might not be able to put the units right next to each other. You might have to build up. So these kind of things are very important depending on your lot size, the area, the way it's set up, the volume, and the way the city rules are setting the requirements for parking and such. That's why when I was building my two houses in LA County, I had a long time trying to wait for them to approve the situation because they needed not just a parking requirement, but also garage or carport, which because I ended up eliminating a garage so I could utilize the land to put a bigger house in the back. That process took about 6 months. You know, that's not unheard of, unfortunately, but that tends to happen. So this law was meant to relax the parking requirements because I'll get to that in a bit. State legislation that took effect January 1st, 2017 gave California cities more flexibility and latitude for allowing homeowners to build ADUs. Three square bills were introduced and signed by the Governor Brown, and there's a list of them. Each of these land use bills make it easier than ever for homeowners to take advantage of this attractive opportunity. Yes, and this is actually a really good article that it's a posting from the California Department of Housing and Community Development. I will leave a link to this in the show notes at www.deandresegovia.com. Look for this episode specifically about ADUs. I'll leave this link there because this link to this post also includes technical assistance booklets in that link and everything you need to know about city and county ADU ordinances and HCD review letters. And also gives you material about the cities and the counties so you'll know more or less what they're looking for. So you have guidance about these things because to each city, their own. That's just the way it works. How much does it cost? Depending on what you do, it'll still cost a lot of money for an ADU. It's these things, to get them properly legalized, I've gotten quotes directly from companies that deal with this specifically. It can cost up to $400,000 for an ADU. Ouch, that's like building a house. Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why you have to be careful when looking for an ADU. They can cost considerably less. But when we're talking about from scratch, so to speak, and with all the logistics that are involved with it, it can cost that much. But it can also improve or build equity into your property value at least that much more. In some instances, I have seen it where it's more than double the value of that property. That's why I had an opportunity to give a broker's price opinion on a property that had an ADU. The unfortunate process is that it fell short of the official approval from the city to make an official ADU. It technically could still be used in a way where you're not going to be penalized for it, but it's not officially an ADU approved version from the city. And that was the unfortunate part because it had the seal of approval been done, because just missing one condition, then that would have skyrocketed the value of that property. But I still valued it at what I believe the property should sell for, simply because that ADU alone is increasing the value of the property significantly, as it is in other areas. So those that don't know might not give that much weight to an ADU or an ADU probable unit. And by that I mean is because if it falls short from an official seal, then it's not officially an official seal. My opinion is that whoever is going to take over the property could just make the final requirement and boom, done. They just got an ADU. Their property just skyrocketed in value. Ta-da! So, with all that in mind, ADUs have become a hot topic for why I was getting asked a lot of questions about it when I was at the expo, and I get asked about it randomly because I've been hearing a lot about this ADU. What is an ADU? And I say, something you already know if you already have a converted garage or an illegal addition to a house, you know. There are restrictions and it's what you can do, and it's normally reserved city by city. For example, you cannot add an ADU more than half the livable square footage of your existing property. So that's one thing you got to be careful of. And one thing that I do like is that not having to address the requirement of parking, that's a big deal because this is like the double-edged sword, I'd say, because most people eliminate the garage. Well, first off, who uses a garage for parking anyway, right? Most people use it as glorified storage space or in some cases as an unpermitted occupant space, right? Well, by not requiring the garage to be used for car storage at the property, for those that converted a garage to a livable space or an official ADU, I'd say, that's why the city is not requiring that you have a garage or a carport there if you're going to get an ADU, because it'll defeat the purpose of trying to get an ADU in the first place, because whoever lived there took the existing car storage and converted it into livable space. And by removing that parking requirement, it says, no, well, you're going to use it as livable space. Fine, go ahead and use it as livable space. We will not penalize you for that. Hallelujah. This is where the double-edged sword lands, though, which I have an issue with. That's more of a personal thing than it is a city thing that I feel that they're doing with the commercial side. So I'm not going to enter that realm of argument. It's going to be more so here, because it's going to be on the homeowner. If you don't have that parking space, but you have a ton of people living there, and most of them have cars, where are you going to park them if you don't have space on the street? And you're running out of space in the driveway or the parking lot. What, you're going to have a giant used car lot? Is that what it's going to look like? That's my only concern in those situations, but that's to each their own. My issue with commercial real estate or commercial residential apartments and all that is because the city is requiring such strict regulations on parking because they want to reduce the congestion of vehicles there to encourage mass transit. That's basically twisting somebody's arm to force them to give up having a car. Whereas here, as a homeowner, that the onus is really on you. So, like I said, to each their own. So, that's all I got to say about that. That's all I have in regards to ADUs. I'm not going to enter into the specifics of what can entirely be done with that. But I did get some resources if I do find them, because I didn't have them at the time I popped up the microphone and started recording. But if I do find them, I'll also post to construction companies that deal specifically with this, because the construction company that I'm involved in is not one that deals with ADUs. But that hasn't stopped people from reaching out to ask. But we're not dealing with ADUs purposefully because there is a different logistic that is involved. Even though it's pretty similar to a ground-up construction, there still are things that you need to comply with. And it's for something that's a lot smaller than a house but can take up as much of the same time or more than to build a house, it's unfortunately something we cannot fit into our schedule at this time. So for those that have been curious, there's the answer. For all of you that are interested in ADUs, you can go to the link that I'm going to be posting in the show notes at www.theandressegovia.com, and you can learn more about things there. And hopefully you'll get some benefits out of that. I think that's actually a pretty good thing that the city has been doing. Some people do have the concerns, but we won't know how this all plays out until it plays out. So we'll see. And that does it for this edition of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening to the program so you can be in the know.
If you want a question featured on the program, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, same handle, at the Andres Segovia, on Twitter, at underscore Andres Segovia, and of course, email at andres@segoviares.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and I'll see you on the next one.